This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We do have some news about the Eagles' invite to the White House. We'll get to that right after we get to your favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. There's been a lot that, you know, as you get older, you start realizing that things happen to you for the first time, you know, and you start, you know, you got to recognize that kind of stuff. It's all part of the growing up process.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened to me today, and I kind of needed it because I was trying to think of something funny for the top five. This moment happened, and it was like, there it is.
Okay, magic. So it's going to be in the top five.
It's going to be in the top five.
Okay.
All right, so the five things that have happened to me for the first time recently.
Okay.
Number five is I'm beginning to think, not there yet, might have been wrong about Jalen.
Wow.
Might be.
But now, when did this come to you, and what was
probably
that?
The Devontae dagger, but, you know.
Oh, waited till it went until you went up 34-0 for you to finally give it up.
Well,
he's got some. He has some aura about him. I'll put that out there.
Wow.
Not ready to say he's elite.
No,
we don't need to go down that road again.
Okay,
but the door is open.
Let me ask you this: now that the door is open and you're thinking that you might be wrong, do you think that you may root for him to be even better, thereby proving you even more wrong?
That'll be a tough one.
Okay,
but we'll. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Wow, that's huge news.
Big just,
yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Been thinking about it, you know, and we're all about honesty on this show.
Yep.
And I feel like I had to put that out there.
Okay.
Beginning to think I might be wrong.
Now, have I made you look bad by conceding some things about him have?
Okay. This is a solo mission.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. This is I'm like Mad Mike. Not like, you know, but hearing him yesterday.
Oh, he's a broken man.
Like a broken man.
Yeah.
You can't even cheer for the Eagles.
Broken man.
You can't even cheer for the Eagles, Mad Mike.
Yeah.
And
he's ruined
it. And I don't want to be that guy.
No.
Yeah. Because I do root for the Eagles. But quarterback, you know. Yeah.
Yes. And we don't need you.
Yay.
You know, the kids. Let the kids grow up Eagles fans.
Yes.
Nothing worse than being the kid that's in school that you root for another team while everybody else is rooting for the same team.
And I don't want that.
I was that guy.
Yeah, because you're a natural contrarian. Yeah.
I am. Yes.
But this will make you proud, Ike, is every when I take walks around Westchester,
yeah.
You know, a lot of the storefronts have Eagles emblems on them.
Yeah.
And every time Walker just points and goes, so he's locked in.
Wow. He knows.
Yeah. He's even starting the DB.
Yeah, no, that's a Fritz staple.
Yeah.
he didn't have his first word out, so you got to get the E down
a
little bit. The fourth thing that's happened to me recently is I'm starting to realize I'm one of the older guys at work.
It's the worst moment.
It's a tough one. I've always been the young, like, you know, I'm one of the guys.
Yep.
But now I think I've graduated from not being one of the young, like, cool whipper snapper kids. You know what I mean? That's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
So that happened to me while I was at WISP. I remember looking around and saying, because I was the young guy. I started YSP. I was a van driver, whatever. But even when I was a DJ, I was 22 years old.
Yeah, I started here when I was 22.
Yes. And then you wake up one day, you look around, you're like, wait a minute. Everybody's younger than me now?
Yeah.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Like Morgenstein, it's like 23, 24.
It's ridiculous.
And like, the funniest part's happening to me. And this is going to sound egotistical. I'm not trying to sound egotistical. But they'll say, like, I grew up listening to you.
Well, that's egotistical.
I know, but it's a weird thing to think.
Kenny Fritz over there.
Yeah, hold on.
Kenny Fritz.
It's a big deal for me.
Yeah, well, who the hell's saying they grew up listening to you?
Well, Morgenstein listened to my podcast. A lot of these, a lot of the local Phillies fans listen to the pod, Ike.
Yeah.
You don't know they're pulling his tail.
Yeah. Nah, there's no pulling the tail.
Well, when I hired Fritz, Fritz was the Rights to Ricky guy when I hired him. He stopped listening as soon as I hired him.
I did.
Yes.
I did. I didn't,
he
I
stopped need it. Listening as soon as I hired him.
I didn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
I heard all your Sixers takes.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with you.
So true.
Yep. The third thing that's happened to me recently is I realized that friends don't like being gatekept. So I'm a gatekeeper.
Yes, of everything.
Of everything. And I have my one buddy who has been posting nonstop about the Eagles, you know, winning the Super Bowl. And I finally snapped because he didn't care about the Eagles like 4 years ago. And now he's acting like he's the biggest Eagles fan in the world. So I sent him a simple quiz of things you got to get right. The base level if you want to be an Eagles fan.
You can't do that.
But he went 0-3.
Who cares?
I care.
When teams get better, that's when people come in, and that's when they start learning. You can't expect everyone who becomes a fan to start reading about 20 years ago.
Yeah, but he's older than me. Like, it's not like I'm who broke T.O.'s leg in 04 should be simple baseline knowledge.
How he's old, was he a fan of a different team, or
no,
did he just not care about football?
He's always been a quote-unquote Eagles fan, but now it's like nonstop posting about how special this is. Oh. You know, just come on. We got to gatekeep a little bit.
Yeah. Why? Listen, some fans, you know, like Seltzer is still celebrating, right? You know.
He can't wipe that smile off his face.
Yeah, you know. Listen, I have a little bit of a proud gleam to myself about the Eagles 2-time champion, you know. It's there.
You should tell this guy. You know what you know what you should do? Instead of quizzing him, say, hey, you should know Roy Williams broke T.O.'s leg. You should know this, that, and the other. Like, that's what you should do.
You know what this is about. This is about more fans clinging to the Eagles that aren't clinging to the Phillies.
No, it's not.
So you have to always gatekeep who's a true Eagles fan when you're not even a true Eagles fan at the time.
Because all I hear is I'm not an Eagles fan, but I could rattle off everything about the Eagles.
But you hate
work
them.
In this business, though.
Yeah, but I've lived with the team my entire life. All I've cared about my entire life is the Phillies and the Eagles.
I know that.
He also gatekeeps Phillies fans.
Yeah, 2022, you think it was like...
Different reason, though.
What was the reason?
That's because the reason he gatekeeps Phillies fans is because he wants to know whether or not you're a true Phillies fan or you're jumping on the bandwagon of the Phillies.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
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 I think the gatekeeping has to stop.
It does.
Except for the show. If people say they're a big fan of the show, that's when we have to start asking them questions because they have to know everything.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say it is funny.
Yeah.
That you ask people... Now, the T.O. thing, someone should know. How old is he again?
Like 31, 32.
No, he was 7?
Oh, hold on. I was born in 94. We were 10, 11.
Okay, well, 10 years old.
Well, should at least be able to say it was against the Cowboys.
Sure, you should be able to say it was
All right, here's my other question.
You wanted to know Roy Williams?
Yes, I want you to know Roy Williams. Anyway, here's my other question.
Yes.
Who picked off Kyle Orton in the 2013 Dallas game to clinch the NFC title, NFC East title in 2013? Who was it?
Brandon Boykin.
Oh,
yeah. I don't remember.
Baseline. Yeah. Baseline.
Well, then I guess I'm not an Eagles fan.
That's
either,
not a baseline it? Question. Why do I even remember that?
Yeah.
That's not a baseline question.
I did run it by my one friend who's like a diehard. He's like, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a little.
I was like, you said that. And I was like, well, I guess I can't be an Eagles fan either because I don't know that was Brandon Boykin.
Tough one, yeah.
The second thing that has happened to me for the first time is, you know, many people, I think Spike and probably Ike included, they've told me I got to grow a backbone. You know what I mean? Like, sack up a little bit.
Yes.
Well, so I finally pulled the, I'm going to cancel my subscription with the service provider to get a better deal. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're going
to
do that.
Yeah, because I felt like I was getting ripped off.
Did it work?
So I threatened to leave. Yeah, I got a pretty good deal.
You got to threaten to leave on the phone.
Always threaten to leave. Yeah. It's a pretty good trick that my parents have been telling me about for a while, but I never had the stones to do it.
Well, I don't have the patience to do it. So I just let Renee call people and threatening to, you know. I'm like, my thing is, I'm going to let the bulldog out on you now. And my wife starts calling.
That's not
me.
What you want.
Yeah, that's not what you really want. Yep. You
get, when you're negotiating like that, they got to know that you're going to walk out the door. And if they know you're, that's the only way you're going to get the best deal is if they think you might walk out the door.
See, I feel like you were, like, this is something you love, Spike. Like, you love that. You're a negotiation guy.
In certain respects, I am. It's an uncomfortable thing, the negotiation.
Not a fan of it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, I'm not uncomfortable with other people are.
Yeah, yes.
What in the heck is going on?
But the number one thing that happened to me for the first time, and it happened right before the show started, is former Eagle Rasheed Bailey was in the building.
Yep.
And it was
he likes the show, by the way.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Division III player.
Yep.
We bonded over that.
Canadian Football League player as well.
Two-time champ.
Yep.
So we go to...
Is that Winnipeg?
Yeah. There's a W on it.
Okay. No, duh. I saw the W. I don't know if there's another W team in Canada.
That's probably fair.
He was saying he likes the takes. That's what he said. He was like, I like you guys. You got takes. And I was like, well, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
You bring him in.
But I got Obama memed at the end of our conversation. And what I mean by that is, you remember when President Obama went through the Team USA basketball, you know, locker room, and every black player, he gave a little dap up.
Oh,
he gave a bro hug.
Dude, he did give me the handshake.
I got the handshake. I got the bro hug.
He did give me the handshake, too. Twice.
Wow.
When I met him and then when I said goodbye, I got the regular handshake.
I was like, wow, it's a thing.
It's not a thing.
Mm.
Here's what I think it is. I think it's more of a player thing. Because I greet all players that way.
Right.
I greet all players the same way, whether it's Coop, whether it's Lane, whether it's Jordan Mailata. Like, players greet each other that way with the dap and the bro hug.
Can I be honest with you? When he gave me the handshake, I was like,
Well, you're not a big bro hug guy, are you?
Not a bro hug guy, but
have you ever hugged anyone?
Yes, I'm a hugger. I'm like, wait a minute, you're the guy that doesn't like touching anyone. Yeah.
Well, you're the unemotional person.
Yes.
Oh, with a few beers. I'm a hugger.
Dude, I saw you with a few beers in
New Orleans.
Yeah, well, you hugged your phone.
Dude, you guys are making such a big deal out of that.
What, the phone?
Like no one else is on their phone. Why is it such a big deal when I'm on my phone?
Because you're on your phone more than ever.
But when I'm at home, I can't be on my phone, so I get a little free time.
Yeah, okay.
What are you doing, though, is the point.
He's looking at Twitter.
That's what I'm like, man, what are you doing? That's the point.
Yeah, but I'm engaged in the conversation.
Well, okay. That's why 4 out of every 5 top 5 of 5s is, here's things that I don't like that people are saying to me on Twitter. That's why. He's looking at it.
Name the last time I've done that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we get it. You deleted it off your phone.
That's not what I'm bringing up. I'm just bringing up that you are on your phone an extraordinary amount. And I noticed it in New Orleans when you were at dinner looking at your phone. It's a big no-no for me. At dinner looking at your phone. All right, this hour is brought to you.
A lot of rules with Spike.
Well, I'm just saying.
TVs in the bedroom.
There are a lot of rules. Okay. Yeah, I lived by myself for a long time. I didn't get married until I was 38. You know, you get used to the way that you like it.
That is late.
It is.
That's late.
Yes. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40%. No, not year-end sale. Why do I always say that? The year is already over. It's the big.
I'm an idiot.
I am in it. It's a big winter sale, which is even bigger. 40% off every window and door through February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right. So, Jack, you said that. So, here was the story yesterday. Story yesterday was the Sun in the UK came out and said the Eagles aren't going to go to the White House. And then Clay Travis said, that's not true. We don't know yet. And then Adam Schefter and even Ike, I believe, knew this as well for Insider of the Year that the Eagles would accept and would be happy to accept the invitation to the White House. So, President Trump said this today.
The Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. Are they being extended an invitation?
They will be. We haven't yet, but we will be. I thought it was a great performance by them. And absolutely, they'll be extended that invitation. Would you do that right away, by the way?
Yes, sir.
We'll do it right away. We're going to do it sometime today. And they deserve to be down here, and we hope to see them.
See, what I need is somebody around me all the time for when I forgot to do something.
Yeah.
I just go, hey, can we just do that right away?
Can we get that done today?
Yeah, just the, it's one of the advantages it must be of being president. Is
no,
like
you just one of many.
One of many. Yes. Well, they have this kitchen that'll make them whatever they want. You know, you just go, hey, could I just get an omelet?
Yeah, you're not getting French fries in there.
No.
You would.
No, yes. But with his case, everywhere he goes, he's like, oh, I got to get French fries.
Yes. Yes.
More of his rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a White House visit.
Can we? Yeah. Looks like that'll happen.
Didn't get to do that either.
Yeah. Well, you didn't win at any level.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate that.
A championship. A championship.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't win any.
Well, you won games. You won plenty of games.
Yeah, you're right. I did win games.
You were a winner.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
Proving my point even more. The Nets' last Super Bowl just pushes you further and further down the list.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you and Few had another conversation at the parade. Like, we mattered, right?
I'll say to somebody, I'll go, Ike was like the Sidney Brown of the Eagles years ago when you were a child.
That's when I know I'm out. Yeah. It's been a long time, yes.
Yoshi, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I got it perfect and everything, and I just kept on talking.
Yeah, lucky I'm not still talking.
Yeah.
You right. This your show.
I told you I'm on perks today, man. I'm sitting here.
I shouldn't
keep saying that, should I?
Still talking over you.
Well, you're not doing it for fun. You had dental work. Sorry, Yosh. Sorry.
Hi, Sam.
You sound great. You're obviously on the headset today, in a handset today. You're on the phone, the regular phone.
No, I'm not on the headset. Well, Sam, I'm on the daggone phone. Look, man, I put on 7 to 8 pounds of muscle. You know how hard it is to hold your hand to the side of your face, like when your arms are just swole?
Oh, my God.
It is very hard.
Yeah.
I've been curling. I really do.
I imagine. Like, well, you got to go through my workout plan.
Boy, you need my workout plan. You need my eating plan.
Nah.
You need everything. My nutrition plan, my workout plan, them 250, 500, whatever push-ups you doing today. Come on now. What's the name? You need, because it ain't helping your strength. You ain't beat Elliott yet. So stop.
Well, we didn't have the rematch. We didn't have the rematch.
Well, what's the name? Well, me and you got to get in the lab then. So
yes.
To help you out.
Yes.
And y'all was talking about Olivia Dunn yesterday. And I started talking about we can't look at nobody. I said, well, I can't look at nobody then because I got children that's 30-some years old. I can't look at a soul.
You get to a certain age. You're not. They're grown. 30-plus years old. You're fine.
Let me die. She's so hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
We might have to hold that one back.
I got a daughter that's 32 years old.
It's okay, though.
I got a daughter that's 32 years old.
Listen.
You sure?
Hold on. You got a daughter that's 32? How old are you, Yosh? Hold on. Why do I ask you that like I don't have a son that's 33?
Oh, yeah, right.
Ooh, boy.
No, I mean, come on, man. I got a daughter that's 33.
Yeah, why did I ask you that like I don't have a son that's 33?
Right.
You know how we do in the hood.
We the same age.
Listen, boy.
Yoshi's 37.
Something wrong. Hey, that's a problem, boy. I got some super socks on now. And Spike do hug. Spike hug me every time he see me. Jack, don't get on this Jalen bandwagon. Stay where you at.
Oh, stay on your side.
I give up a lot of picks for Miles Garrett. Yeah, stay on your side. And I give up a lot of picks for Miles Garrett.
Me too.
Ike, I'm with you. I sick my wife on everybody when it's time to get on that phone.
Yep.
They can see it on me eyebrows through the phone. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, every year with that Sirius satellite, they be ready to charge me up. I'll be like, well, I'm going to just go ahead and disconnect. They do, boy. They next thing you know, they find every discount in the book for you, boy. So you tell them you leaving, and they'll come on back for you. And locker room lurker. I mean, Spike, you show that you a freak boy every day. Now you want a million fan tush march.
Yes.
I'm with it, though. I'm going to wear a pair of those print jeans with the butt out. And I want
yes.
What's his name? Since you want to have a million fan
tush march.
Whatever that is.
Yes. Two million cheeks.
Million tush march. Well,
yeah.
Two million cheeks.
Yep.
Let's do it. And real quick, look, man, what's the name? The Tush Push, I ain't the biggest fan of it, but I ain't mad that we do it. I'm kind of like Ike ain't the biggest fan, but I don't think he's mad that we
doing
this a successful thing.
Yep.
But please don't blame it on injury. Because that's a bunch of bull crap. I mean, a man can fly down the field full speed and hit another man in the solar plexus, his kidney, his liver, and his floating ribs. And what's the name? And you ain't complaining about that. So what's the name? The Tush Push, like, come on. Let's leave it alone. Sean McDermott, stay out of it. You should have stopped having your quarterback run to the left. I mean, if we lose it, we lose it. If we don't, we don't. And Jalen, what's the name? If you squatting 620 pounds, what's the name? It shouldn't be no problem getting low and you just shove on in there yourself. I think it was Jack who said it. He does sometimes just allow himself to get pushed because, you know, he feel like, hey, they got me, you know. But I ain't mad at it. They keep it. Don't get rid of Nolan Smith. Keep Nolan Smith. Give up all the picks you want to. Nolan Smith is an upcoming dog, and he only 24. We see he put in the hard work. He put that muscle on. He worked on his game, and he's been having daggone Brandon tutoring him. Don't give up anything except for Nolan Smith, what's his name, as far as picks and all that good stuff. And I feel so good that you guys will not complain about me and my phone when I get off the line. Peer pressure is a mother.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike. Now I feel better.
There you go.
There we go. All right.
I love y'all cats, baby. I still champs, baby.
Still champs, baby. There you go.
Did you hear how good Yoshi sounded on
that?
He
did.
You know?
Technology's turning around. Elliot had a good phone day.
Yes.
There you go.
It's amazing. All right. So, you know.
I guess nobody has landlines anymore, huh?
Dude, I miss landlines.
I still have a landline.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't ask me why.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, the cable company will be like.
I think that's why
it's cheaper if we give you a landline, too.
I think it's part of it. Comcast.
Why is it cheaper if you give me a landline? I don't even understand. But okay, sure. But I've never plugged mine in.
Yeah.
I think that's the deal. So coming up next, the Sixers did play last night. And boy, if you thought that they were going to just sort of rally around each other stop the slide, boy, it was. It was truly awful and embarrassing. And Paul George and Tyrese Maxey just sort of sounded like babies afterwards. So we will hear what they had to say next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.